It was a circular room, all white. There were some incubators of the kind used in hospital nurseries, but they were empty at the moment. Rags and toys were scattered across the floor. A young woman in a white coat was seated on the floor, her back to them.
"What have you got here today, Kathy?" Dr. Wu asked. "Not much," she said, "just a baby raptor. Let's have a look."
The woman got to her feet and stepped aside. Tim heard Nedry say, "It looks like a lizard." The animal on the floor was about 1.5 feet long, the size of a small monkey. It was dark yellow with brown stripes like a tiger. It had a lizard's head and long snout, but it stood upright on strong hind legs balanced by a thick, straight tail. Its smaller front legs waved in the air. It cocked its head to one side and peered at the visitors staring down at it. "Velociraptor," Alan Grant said in a low voice.
"Velociraptor mongoliensis," Wu said, nodding. "A predator. This one's only 6 weeks old."
"I just excavated a raptor," Grant said as he bent down for a closer look. Immediately, the little lizard sprang up, leaping over Grant's head into Tim's arms.
"Hey! They can jump," Wu said. "The babies can jump. So can the adults, as a matter of fact."
Tim caught the velociraptor and held it to him. The little animal didn't weigh very much, a pound or two. The skin was warm and completely dry. The little head was inches from Tim's face. Its dark, beady eyes stared at him. A small forked tongue flicked in and out.
"Will he hurt me?" "No, she's friendly."
"Are you sure about that?" asked Gennaro with a look of concern.
"Oh, quite sure," Wu said. "At least until she grows a little older. But in any case, the babies don't have any teeth, even egg teeth."
"Egg teeth?" Nedry said.
"Most dinosaurs are born with egg teeth, little horns on the tip of the nose, like rhino horns, to help them break out of the eggs. But raptors aren't. They poke a hole in the eggs with their pointed snouts, and then the nursery staff has to help them out."
"You have to help them out," Grant said, shaking his head. "What happens in the wild?"
"In the wild?"
"When they breed in the wild," Grant said. "When they make a nest."
"Oh, they can't do that," Wu said. "None of our animals is capable of breeding. That's why we have this nursery. It's the only way to replace stock in Jurassic Park."
"Why can't the animals breed?"
"Well, as you can imagine, it's important that they not be able to breed," Wu said. "And whenever we faced a critical matter such as this, we designed redundant systems. That is, we always arranged at least 2 control procedures. In this case, there are 2 independent reasons why the animals can't breed. First of all, they're sterile, because we irradiate them with X-rays."
"And the second reason?"
"All the animals in Jurassic Park are female," Wu said with a pleased smile.
Malcolm said, "I should like some clarification about this, because it seems to me that irradiation is fraught with uncertainty."
"The radiation dose may be wrong, or aimed at the wrong anatomical area of the animal."
"All true," Wu said. "But we're quite confident we have destroyed gonadal tissue."
"And as for them all being female," Malcolm said, "is that checked? Does anyone go out and lift up the dinosaur's skirts to have a look? I mean, how does one determine the sex of a dinosaur anyway?"
"Sex organs vary with the species. It's easy to tell on some, subtle on others. But to answer your question, the reason we know all the animals are female is that we literally make them that way. We control their chromosomes, and we control the intra-egg developmental environment. From a bioengineering standpoint, females are easier to breed. You probably know that all vertebrate embryos are inherently female. We all start life as females. It takes some kind of added effect, such as a hormone at the right moment during development, to transform the growing embryo into a male. But left to its own devices, the embryo will naturally become female. So our animals are all female. We tend to refer to some of them as male, such as the Tyrannosaurus rex. We all call it a him. But in fact, they're all female. And believe me, they can't breed.